What we're speaking with Mr. Colin Piper. Mr. Piper, we heard you made an announcement earlier on, sort of expounded it a little, and at what point in time did you all get to know that Burna Boy was not going to be an island?
Well, we had hoped that he was going to be on island today until they decided to go public. We were working on different options, right? We explored opportunities through Guadeloupe, through Antigua, through Barbados. You know, we're in touch through the booking agent with the management of the artist until we finally decided that it probably would be best, it probably would be safest if the artist was to come in on Sunday and to give a great performance to the people.
So at what point in time do you expect him on Sunday?
We're hoping before noon. We hope to have him on, you know, fairly early in the program so that the regular programming for Sunday can happen.
You and your team must be utterly disappointed.
Well, in life there's disappointments, but it's how you bounce back, right? So we're confident that we'll have a good rest of the evening tonight and have a better tomorrow.
What do you want to say to the patrons who came hoping and expected to see Burna Boy?
Well, we certainly, we empathize with them. We apologize for the inconvenience. You know, it's not the expectation that they wanted or the experience that they wanted. They were hoping to go back tomorrow if that's when they're going back, or go back, you know, a little later, having experienced things as they were planned. But as I said, in life you have some, you know, challenges, and this is one of them that we have to overcome. And we provided solutions, and so, you know, we encourage them to come back tomorrow. Make sure that those who were here today and received the Saturday night armband keep it on so that they can come in tomorrow. And those who weren't able to make it today, if their ticket is not scanned, then they can come in tomorrow with them.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Yeah, you're welcome.